Well, hello and welcome to another episode of Life by Jamar. I am recording the Swole Sisters segment by myself, and just in case I'm not able to record with my friend Essie Williams, we always record on Wednesdays together. And this Wednesday, I'm going to be on my way to the hospital. My father-in-law is having open heart surgery, and my husband's already there with my daughter, and I'm waiting for my son to come home from school so that we can head that way. But so basically, when the time that she is available to talk to me, we'll be doing it in the car. And so I'm not sure if it'll record. And I don't want this message to not get out. So this may or may not ever make the airways, but it will when I'm with Essie, or you'll hear it on here. I know it's kind of confusing, but now that I've made that, so here's the deal. All right. There's a lot of people that are really hurt right now. It doesn't matter what the hurt looks like or where it came from, if it came from family, if it came from friends, if it came from a person in authority, or it came from somebody you respected or someone that it doesn't matter what the pain they inflicted on you emotionally. It just hurts. And sometimes it's extremely unexplained, and we can get in a funk and believe the lies and things that they said about us that we know are not true. And it can stop us from being the effective, powerful people that God has meant us to be. And it happened to me just recently. I was called something that I've never been, well, that's not true. I've been called it before by a person that I thought loved me, and it was coming from a place of hate, and they knew that it would really strike a chord with me. And so I was taken back by it. We were able to persevere through it and get through that difficult time together. And they apologized to me. But this certain person that attacked me verbally and publicly did it in a way that was, really, 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 really hateful and I like almost I was in shock experience, like an out of body experience when I was experiencing what I was experiencing. I'm not going to go into details because it doesn't really matter, because hurt is hurt, and you either live in that hurt or you heal from that hurt. And in order to do that, in order to you have to be able to say, that you have to have the thought pattern of and the mindset to say, the way they think about me is not going to affect me, and their thoughts and how they feel and the things that they project towards me are the things they think about themselves. It has nothing to do with you. And so and I was watching that go down, and I was experiencing it. It still hurt, it still sucked, but what good does it do for me to revel and just like go into this spiral downward place of, yeah, I am. I'm just not worth it. I mean, it's just, I'm not gonna put myself out there anymore. I'm not going to continue to help people. I'm not going to continue to be the effective, helpful person that God has called me to be in all areas. And it was meant to shut me down because of my message. My message is one of love, is one of peace, and is one of helping people get to their next level. And it was a direct attack to say, see, it's not worth it. Why are you still doing this? It was like the devil was just coming at me, and it was funny because he meant it to shut me down, and all it did was make me stronger. And I'm coming to you with a message to help you get stronger too. And what it did is it cut me so low to where I was in a place of just tears and in a puddle of them. And then God just took me out of that, and through his word showed me his love and showed me how to get stronger. And I'm going to share that with you today, because we're believers, and as believers of Jesus Christ, and being knowing that we're the children of God, and that we're to have a kingdom mindset, and we are to live. We aren't normal. We're the child of the king, and so we have to live in that, and we have to understand that. We have to say that about ourselves. We can't buy into any of the negative talk that the devil wants us to believe, and he'll come at us with the closest people to us. And then when we see it and we recognize it, then we beat ourselves up going, I can't believe I was stupid enough to think that I could be in a relationship with that person, or that I let that person hurt me. And then that's a whole nother deal you have to deal with, another thing that you have to deal with. The world does things differently than God does, y'all. And how does a believer fight spiritually? We don't wrestle with flesh and blood. You know, we wrestle with the spiritual world. And God put on my heart to be able to have a divine victory, to have a spiritual in spiritual warfare, is I have six things. All right, and so I'm gonna share them with you. You fight with truth around your waist, around our waist. Like the truth is the only thing that you can fight with. It's spiritual warfare is fought with truth and knowledge and wisdom. And those things are only attained when you truly know who you are in Christ. And that is throughout God's word. And you have to be filling your mind with the things of God, because the world is going to come at you with lies. And you have to be on guard and ready to fight with truth. And know your truth, and know that when someone comes at you and attacks you, that it's not what God says about you. You are not, you are worthy. You're not worthy. It's double negative. Anyways, okay, my daughter's not here, so we're good. And number two, breastplate of righteousness. It's divine leadership. It's when you put that breastplate of righteousness on. People think that that's, oh, I think I'm better than you. No, it's doing things God's way. That's what righteousness is, y'all. It's doing things God's way. It's not that you think you're better than anyone else. It's a leadership mentality of just knowing that you're going to be set apart, and it may not always be difficult. It might not always be It's not going to be easy, but you're going to be able to do it because you're doing it God's way, and He's always going to protect you. And that's that breastplate, that protection, that divine leadership that He's instilled in us. Number three, we feet fitted with readiness, taking action. Oh, by the way, this is all from God's word. This is all from 2 Corinthians 10:4, and it's the spiritual weapons, not weapons of this world. So I don't want you. This is all from God's word. This is, and you know, you can look it up, and it's all in there. Now it's Jennified, which my husband calls Jennyisms. So I have my own spin on it, but I'm really passionate about this because it really turned around a lot of things for me, and I hope it does for you and encourages you today. So number three is fitted feet with readiness, and to me, that's taking action. That's being ready. That's saying, okay, I'm filled up with God's word. I have my quiet time. And I'm spirit led, and now I'm going to take what God's given me, and I'm going to put it to action, and I'm going to love others, and I'm going to do the things that God has gifted me to do. Everybody has different gifts. Some have gifts of leadership. Some have gift of teaching. Some have gifts of loving. Some have gifts of giving, and some have gifts. I mean, there's a ton of them. I don't have them in front of me, so you have to forgive me. But you get what I'm saying. Whatever the gift is that God gave you, I believe that God gave me the ability to inspire and encourage and to love people and see their perspectives and help them get to their next level, and not fix them, because there's nothing wrong with them. There's nothing wrong with you. You don't need to be fixed. You're wonderfully and amazingly, you're made by the God of our universe, by the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. And I believe that He's given me the ability to help coach not only athletes on the field, but to coach people in life. And so taking action in the gifts that God's given you is what the devil's trying to stop. So if you're being attacked over and over and over again with something, that's usually your gift, and it's what the devil doesn't want out there in the world. Number four is shield of faith. We're given the shield of faith, and that's divine protection from the flames of the evil one. Our faith is what protects us. We're nothing without it. I truly believe that because of God's word, and I believe in His word, and I have a blind faith to it of when He ascended to heaven and He left us the Holy Spirit, that we have the ability to tap into that and say, you know, Holy Spirit, I need your help right now, and ask for wisdom, ask for knowledge, You have to protect yourself, because we live in an ungodly world where things are going to come at you. And the stronger and the more developed you get in the gifts that God gave you, the more you're going to get hit. So you have to be ready. I've seen that in my life these last few weeks, and it's like, oh my gosh, God, can I take any more? And he's like, yes, you can, because you have to grow. You have to grow. You cannot, you have to tear down to grow up. It's in every scenario. Growing pains. It hurts to grow when you're going through growing pains as a child. It hurts to grow when you're growing spiritually. It hurts to grow when you're growing physically. You have to tear that body down. You have to tear that muscle down for it to grow back stronger. It hurts, but you can't. You, if you want to get to that next level, if you want to be in that and walk in that peace and that joy and in your abilities, you have to go through that. And so you have to know that you have the shield of faith. It's God's divine protection against the evil one, against the evil ways of this world. Okay, number five, helmet of salvation. It's a divine mindset. It's a godly mindset. You either believe that Jesus is your savior or he is not. It is that easy. It's that simple. You either believe that Jesus did what he did for you so that you can walk in and have eternal life in heaven with our God and Father. You either believe that or you don't. It's the helmet of salvation is a divine mindset. It's thinking, it's not thinking of this by the world standard. It's thinking above the world standard. Not that you're better than anybody else, that you walk in knowing that who you are in Christ is a good thing. People can't tear you down. They can say these ugly things, but you don't have to believe them. You don't have to buy into it, because it's not true. The world uses terms like fat shaming, and the world uses terms like racism, and these ugly terms that they label. They try and label people and call you these things, or what's another one that everyone's saying now? It's like a trend. White privilege, like, just that's based on all those things are none of those things are based on any kind of love. It's all based on hate. And like, what does it matter what you look like? It ma what matters most is what how is what you stand, what your character is, what your principles are. Who I don't care what you look like, but if you treat me awful, I don't want you in my life. If you have strong godly principles and a strong and strong character, I want you in my life. That's it. Period. Oh, my son just got home. Toby, I'm recording a podcast. Okay, number six is sword of the spirit, and that's the word of God, y'all. We have the Spirit of God inside of us. If we're believers and we believe that Jesus is our Savior, then you have the Spirit of God inside of you, and you build that up through God's word. It's God's inspired word. The Holy Spirit wrote that word with through the power of the Holy Spirit. This word was written. I hope I said that right. And so those are the six things that I wanted to share with you, to give you just to fire you up, and just to believe what God believes about you. And this is how you demolish strongholds, anything that set itself up against the knowledge of God, is a stronghold. Okay, so if it's against anything that God says, that's a stronghold, and this is how you demolish it. It's in God's word. It's the six simple things. But yet, so many people don't understand the power of it. And I'm still learning it, and I'm still diving into it, and I'm still getting stuff. Earthly strategies, y'all, are not our concern. Our battles are not fought like the world fights. So, arguments are our philosophies, they're reasonings, they're schemes of the world when you're in an argument, right? And that's how the world fights. They fight with arguments. Worldly arguments are fought with pride. They're man-centered. They're self-confident, not God. They have nothing to do with God. In order to fight, excuse me, in a the how spiritually, you know, there's divine and then there's the world. Divine is through truth and redemption, truth and knowing that Jesus is our savior. That's how we fight battles. The world fights it with human reasoning and logic and resistance to truth. I've tried to have intelligent conversations with very intelligent people who don't want to hear the truth, and then come at me with just insults instead of facts. It's almost demonic, and it's very strange. And so when you're so divine argument is like reliant on God, love, peace, and joy. All God gets the glory. There's prosperity, there's generosity in it. There's goodness. When the world fights, it's defended by lust and pleasures and greed and pride and sufficiency and self. It's all about us and what we are able to do. And when you fight with the spiritual warfare, in the spiritual warfare, you fight with love and truth and faith and joy and peace. And it's not doesn't mean you're not going to get attacked, but it means when you do, you have these things and you know these things about yourself so that you can move forward in the things that God needs you to move forward in. And so if you're being attacked right now, just know that there's a reason you're being attacked, because you have a voice, you have something that needs to be said. It doesn't matter what it is, that is your gift, and the devil wants to shut it down, and God will give you the ability to persevere, and then you get to give God the glory when you persevere through that attack. Nobody gets the glory but God. And I just want to encourage you with that today, and hope I was able to relay that message in an intelligent manner. And that's all I've got. So, if any of this helped you, reach out to me at jmarfit on Instagram. I also have divine coaching concepts that I've just developed. That is basically God helping me coach you through whatever it is that you need to be coached through. It's not on my own accord. It's through God and through Scripture. And yes, there's nutrition in that. Yes, there's fitness involved in that. But those are things that we need to be able to fuel our body and to be able to move our body and to be healthy and whole. But none of that matters if you can't get over spiritual stuff that's holding you back. If you can't get over mindsets and negativity that is holding you back, if you can't, it all starts with your head and heart, y'all. So that's why I've started going down this road of coaching clients, and I call it divine because it's God inspired. And so if that sounds like something that you could really be encouraged by, reach out to me, and we can set up some time together. Send me an email or message me on. You can send me an email at lifebyjmar@gmail.com, and then also always can DM me on social media. I will get back with you. That's all I've got for today. This message may never get out there, but I wanted to have something recorded because this is the message that Essie and I were going to talk about on my trip into the hospital. I have to get to the hospital to be with my family now. So I hope this message encourages you. Have a blessed day, and we will see you back here next Wednesday for another Swole Sisters segment. Bye for now.